Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Z Fly, and y'all know what time it is. It's time for the final grand finale or season finale of the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 6. This is episode 22. Whew, I'm telling you, we have definitely had a lot of excitement, a lot of drama, a lot of, you know, there's different things for these women since November. It's I can't believe another season is done already, but we faithfully watched it every week, just missing two Sundays, and that was for the Super Bowl and for the Oscars. But other than that, we had a new episode from our ladies every Sunday on Bravo. But right now, it has come to an end. So now it's time for the reunion. But before the reunion, I got to tell you about this episode 22, the season finale. But I'm not really going to focus too much on the season finale because I actually want to talk more about that NeNe interview that was right after the show. If a lot of y'all remember that or seen that, y'all know NeNe. Andy did interview with NeNe right after the Housewives show. And just asking her different questions. And I have my own opinions that I would love to share with you all. But first, I'm going to do the season finale review, and then I'm going to get right into my review of NeNe's interview. Okay? All right, so let's get into it. Okay, so let's just go ahead. I'm going to start with Phaedra. You know, she had nothing going on. But basically, you know, Phaedra, she finished her school, and she was happy about that. You know, her family had presented her with the cakes and congratulations. Now, one thing I will say about Phaedra, she do make some beautiful children, because Aiden, he's just just cute, ain't he? He's like a little cutie pie, you know. So I just hope that he stays like that. I truly hope that he don't follow his daddy's footsteps. Yeah, because we will be seeing him in the news very soon at a young age if he follows his dad's footsteps. So I hope that hopefully Phaedra and her mom can keep him on the right track, keep him in church. You know, I know a lot of y'all probably saying, well, keep him in church. They ain't making him good. Okay, fine. But what I'm saying is still he needs to have the word in him. And then, of course, the parents have to play their part, too. Apollo, he's not doing very good. I'm actually kind of curious to know how are they explaining his latest shenanigans to Aiden. You know, like, what is Phaedra saying, you know, that what that's happening to Daddy? Or Daddy got to go away for a while? I mean, I wonder how they explain it. But anyway, but that's hopefully, I really do like Phaedra. And I actually like Apollo, too. He just kind of, he don't really seem to get the whole concept of women and a marriage. And you can't do, you know, the way you would as a married man as if you're single. He don't really get that concept. But hopefully he'll get it together, and hopefully he'll get his crimes under control, too. But that's not cute, especially whenever you have two boys. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you just need to quit that. So that was basically Phaedra's, you know, things. Portia, as you know, her divorce is final. You know, her mom and sister came over to support. And, I don't know if y'all saw, but they had that Ciroc in hand. Okay. A big peach bottle, too. So, you know what I'm saying? They were just talking about, you know, her mom was saying how proud she is of her. And, you know what I'm saying? That she stood her ground. You know, she might have stood her ground, but she was also kind of like a big baby through this whole thing, too. You know what I'm saying? She don't know, you know, if she wanted to divorce him, she wanted to give him another chance. She felt bad because they was leaving. And I'm thinking, if you knew that you was going to a marriage, I remember she claimed that she played his beard for a while or whatever, or she didn't say it like that, but she said that, you know, she helped him clean up some things. He had a bad reputation, so she helped him. So if you knew things were kind of, like, shady in the beginning, why are you so sad when y'all break up? Like, you knew the deal. So I didn't really get why she's so sad. But anyway, but she's finally divorced. She was still wearing that rock, though. So they're like, okay, what are you going to do with that? So she ended up throwing her ring in the wine. But that don't mean anything. I mean, it ain't like she threw it in the toilet. She can easily get it out of that wine, wipe it off, and keep it. I don't know. I mean, maybe she like download men. I don't mean like that. I mean like disturb locally men. Okay, that's what I meant by download. they're disturbed locally, you know, locally in their membrane they're disturbed. Oh, anyway. Okay, so let me go to Cynthia. So as y'all know, Cynthia, she was funny. I like Cynthia. She, you know, every time I see Cynthia, you know, like in her scenes and then in her interviews, isn't she just beautiful? And as y'all remember, I saw her in person, and she's still beautiful. I interviewed her, so if y'all haven't seen that interview, y'all need to make sure y'all go to my youtube.com/realhotfresh and check it out. That's right. I'm going to promote myself. Or you can just go to YouTube and look up Hot in the Midst, okay? And you should find it. Hot, H-O-T-I-N-D-A, Midst, M-I-S. Okay, yeah, that's right. So y'all check out the interview I did with Cynthia. All right, but anyway, but then, you know, as y'all know, you know, she's trying to get seductive for her husband because, you know, it's been said that, you know, they don't really have sex that much. I guess she's trying to, you know, I guess now that she feels maybe a little bit more pretty, you know, since her fibroids and everything is taken care of, maybe now she can get back to being sexy. So she had her sister Mallory try to help her with that, and, you know, she's trying to imitate. It was so funny whenever Mallory was imitating Peter because she was like, what the F is this, and what's going on, and what are you doing? Because that's how Peter is. It was funny that Mallory has Peter down pat. So that was kind of a comedy scene in the show. So, yeah, that's basically what's going on. And then when Peter did come in, he did kind of, he's like, what's going on? What are you doing? He just kept laughing. So finally they went upstairs, and I guess they took care of business. Yeah. But I like Cynthia. Nene, she's starting to have pain in her side and back. And as we all know, that it actually was from, she had blood clots. She had a lung that had collapsed, had blood clots in her lungs, both lungs. One lung collapsed, the other lung partially collapsed. She was in the hospital for a few days. So we, you know, the show is, you know, they recorded everything anyway, so we already know what happened. So we know how that turned out. She's okay now. She's on Dancing with the Stars, so, you know. But that was basically with Nene. And then Candy, as y'all know, she was, you know, rehearsing for her play. She was getting really nervous. Todd was getting things together. Portia was trying to be in her place, make sure she get, you know, get the final touches and everything together. Candy and Todd, they did talk about Mama Joyce. You know, whenever Todd was talking to her, you know, whenever they was rehearsing that day, and he was just telling Candy that, you know, she seemed like she was, like, listening to me, but not really feeling me. So he was like, you know, I don't know, we had a talk or whatever. Then, of course, the prenup came up, and you know what, I was kind of on the fence with prenups. But the way Candy described it, I guess I agree with it. In this, because you know what, I am a firm believer that I feel like you have to keep it with the times, meaning that just because something happened a certain way in 1800, it don't happen the same way in 2014. You know, maybe in 1800, you know, people wasn't, I'm not going to say they wasn't, but maybe not as bad as, you know, now. People wasn't jumping and cheating as bad. I'm pretty sure maybe they still cheated, I'm sure, but not as bad as today. You know, in the 1800s, you know, people seemed to stick with their spouse for 60, 70 years, however long they live. You know, my grandparents, they have been married 66 years, I think, or 63, maybe I'm wrong. It's like 63, 60. Yeah, I know it's in the 60s. You know what I'm saying? You don't really hear people being married that long anymore. So in today's society, I do feel like a prenup is makes sense because why, you know, just like Candy said, why marry somebody? You know, yes, y'all going into it in love and, you know, with the idea to stay together forever. But like I said, you know, just the way the world is, people cheat, people can't stay together. And then why have that person that maybe only been with a year take half of what you built your life on? You know what I'm saying? Candy has a lot of success. So, I don't know. I do agree with prenups in 2014. People just ain't right. You know, you just can't trust people, even though you want to. You want to love them. You pray and hope that you'll stay together forever. But the future, you really can't say what the future is going to be. So, I agree with that. I think that's a good decision. You know, and vice versa. Not just women, but men, too. A lot of times, men may go into a marriage. 'Cause as y'all see, these women take these men for to the bank. You know what I'm saying? They break up, and women, the woman can get half, if not more, especially if they have children, you know, of the man's finances. So, yeah, sometimes men don't care, but that's them. You know, I don't know. But I just think, yeah, prenup makes sense. Anyway, so, you know, mama, you know, so anyway, the play went on. The play was pretty good. You know, I like the way Bravo did it. You know, for a lot of us who wasn't able to get down to Atlanta or wherever it was playing to see the play, we kind of got an idea of it on the show. So it was pretty good. You know, at the end of the, you know, Mama Joyce, she was feeling, looking and feeling some type of way as the play was going on. I'm pretty sure she could just see that it was about her and Candy, and then she probably was kind of seeing how she probably was behaving. And sometimes you got to have that. You know what I'm saying? People don't really know how they're acting until it's shown to them. You know what I'm saying? So with that play, I guess Mama Joyce can kind of say, am I really acting like that? I you know, that is me. I do say that. So, you know, at the end of the day, she did agree to disagree with Candy. She wanted her to be happy. If she likes Todd, cool. What is it? Agree to disagree. And I think that was the grown lady thing that she could have did. And that was basically the season finale of the show. You know, NeNe's not feeling so good. You know, Kenya. Oh, no. How could I forget Kenya? My bad, y'all, my bad. All right, so as y'all know, Kenya Dog died, Velvet, she died. So Aunt Lori, you know, her aunt was preparing a funeral for her. That funeral was pretty serious, right? I'm like, really? You know, but you know what? Now, I'll admit, I was kind of making jokes like, okay, she ain't got no friends, and she's crying this much of a dog, and blah, blah, blah. But then as I was looking at her, I guess it was kind of sad because, you know, whenever they were showing, you know, some of the pictures and stuff of her and the doll together, I guess you would, you know, miss even an animal. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because sometimes animals can treat you better than human beings, and sometimes they can be your best friend in life because, you know, a lot of times animals, they'd be right there with you, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know how long, I think she said she had the doll 7 years or something, but 7 years is a long time to, you know, to have something or someone in your life and then lose them, and especially in a tragic manner as Velvet got lost. So, you know, I did kind of laugh and stuff, but I kind of take it back. And I actually did feel bad for Kenya, you know, for losing the dog, so I hope she'd be okay. However, what do y'all think about Cynthia bringing her dog? At first I was like, that seems kind of insensitive. Like, okay, the girl lost her dog. Now, here you are bringing your alive dog with you. But then I was like, I don't know if Cynthia brought it because it was a dog funeral. So, you know, was the dog supposed to be Velvet friend or something? And I don't know. And then the dog kept wiggling. I mean, why was Cynthia holding the dog? The dog didn't want to be held. It was too much commotion going on at a funeral. You know, I don't know. I'm on the fence about that dog. You know, it could have been, since it was a dog funeral, you bring your dolls. I don't know. Or it could have been, you know, maybe the dog and Velvet was cool. You know? But I don't know. It just seemed just a pinch of, like, insensitive. But I know that Cynthia wasn't trying to be insensitive with the dog. I know she won't. It just seemed that way. Anyway. All right. So now that is the season finale of episode 22 and of the season 6. So, yeah, that's your girl, Phaedra. You know, she finished her school. Portia divorces final. Cynthia trying to get seductive with her man. NeNe having pain. Candy musical was a success. And Mama Joyce agreed to disagree. And there you have it. All right, now, everybody, now for the rest of my review, I just want to pinpoint some of that NeNe interviewed with Andy. Andy Cohen, because I call it the contradictions of NeNe's interview, because y'all know, I have told y'all through my reviews, I don't care for NeNe. However, just like I don't care for somebody, I can still see two sides of every story, and I don't really see much of a side of NeNe. So I listen, and I just kind of, you know, write what I hear. So I'm about to tell y'all what I've heard from some of the questions that was asked to her. So anyway, so the first one was, you know, whenever Andy was like, you know, how do you feel about when people get in your space or whatever? So, you know, so NeNe, she had stated that, you know, it's a violation, you know, whenever Kenya had tugged her on her ear, you know, in the beginning of the season. Or when she pointed, you know, Dewan in Portia's face, that's going to happen in the review. I mean, not the review, but the reunion. You know, so anyway, so y'all remember when Akenya, you know, she tugged Nene's ear, you know, telling her to listen, and then on the reunion, she's going to point the, point the wand in Portia's face. But now, so now Nene said that that's a violation to do that to somebody. But however, she didn't really feel it was a violation when Christopher, whatever his name is, you know, the singer, R&B singer, you know, at the Pillow Talk, when he had grabbed Kenya's arm. Remember that? Why wasn't that a violation? Now, to go into it more, Nene, you know, she always stated that that one can talk to someone or even get in their face, but you just don't touch that person. Nene has said many times, you know, you don't got to like what I'm saying, but as long as you don't touch me, you know, it's cool. But, okay, fine. Christopher didn't like what Kenya was saying or whatever. Kenya did get up, but she didn't touch nobody. But Christopher touched Kenya, you know what I'm saying, to try to hold her back from his wife. But she never touched his wife. She could have got up in her face. According to Nene, you can get in somebody's face. You can say things they don't want to hear. But as long as you don't touch them and they don't touch you, you ain't violent in the space. But Nene, she act like whenever Christopher touched Kenya, it wasn't really no violation. Oh, he would have stopped you because he didn't want you in his wife's face. But still, he touched her. I could see him, you know, maybe getting her if she's attacking his wife, but she never attacked his wife. So I wanted to point that out. Okay, anyway, also, you know, so then Andy had asked her, you know, a lot of people, you know, felt that you was the instigator of the Pillow Talk. And as y'all remember, if you watched the interview, then Nene still stands her ground about not being, you know, the instigator, at her own Pillow Talk. Now, even though she was asking questions that, you know what I'm saying, that was heated, you know, like, you know, the questions she was asking, you know, she was asking questions that she knew was going to get some type of reaction from these people. But she claims that she wanted to instigate her, and she told the other girls agree with her. Now, they did kind of agree with her, but I don't think that they really mean that. Cause if they was there, now they was actually there. We just saw it on TV. They was there. They saw how Nene was acting. How can you not blame her at all? Okay, moving along. Then Andy asked her about Marlo. Now, you know, she was like, you know, was the reason why you and Marlo fell out because she was with friends with Kenya. But Nene said no, it was before that. It was at her wedding. You know, Marlo started, now, according to Nene, she said that Marlo made the big division with the other, you know, with the other bridesmaids at her wedding. Now, I watched that wedding of Nene's, that mess. Now, if y'all remember, I remember it, Diana was actually the first person to throw shots at Marlo. And if y'all remember real good, Marlo wasn't starting nothing. It was Diana. She just felt like Marlo was a con artist or whatever and wasn't really Nene's friend. She started throwing the shots at Marlo first. And then later on, you know, Marlo, you know, would attack back or whatever and get out of hand. But to start things off, Marlo didn't divide the girls. Diana did it, you know what I'm saying, because and Nene know Diana did it, because she even had to take, you know, sit Diana aside for a while and talk to her, because Diana was just going off crazy, I mean, and then she was attacking Lexus. So it just surprises me how selective Nene's memory is on things, like when she don't like a person, then she just want to, you know, go for the juggler. She forget how things really happen. I just wanted to point that out. Also, Nene stated that Marlo failed to inform her, you know, that she was shooting scenes with Kenya. So, you know what I'm saying? So that was another reason why she said she fell out with her. But now, however, now, Nene just slowly stopped talking to Marlo. Because if y'all remember, you know, Marlo said, oh, you didn't talk to me for a whole month. Why? Because I'm friends with Kenya. So my thing is, you know, why didn't she just tell Marlo that, okay, look, you know, you shooting scenes with Kenya, I don't appreciate that, blah, 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 blah. You know, I didn't like your actions, blah, blah, blah. So, see, so my thing, okay, she's saying that Marlo did some things. Okay, she's saying that Marlo shot scenes with Kenya and didn't tell her. But my thing is, if you're a grown woman, then you should have came to Marlo, your supposed friend, and said, look, I don't like that you did X, Y, and Z. Why didn't you tell me? You know what I'm saying? But no, she just stopped talking to her, not calling her. So, the, you know, an average person gonna think, okay, what's wrong? What's going on? You know, I thought it was cool. You ain't calling me. You ain't calling me. You're not returning my calls. You know what I'm saying? So Nene's wrong too. You can't just start talking to somebody that you've been talking to and then expect them to know why you're mad. I've had and probably got friends like that. They get mad at you. You don't know why they're mad, but you're supposed to assume they're mad. If you're so grown, you're so big and bad, tell me why you're mad so that way I can correct it. I can't correct nothing that I don't know why you're mad. I'm just saying. Okay. Then also, you know, Andy had asked her about, the charity. You know, did she ever really regret the way she acted? And then he stated that Kenya, you know, just used her name, you know, for that charity event. And then she said she was so mad about it that she was trying to, you know, contain herself, but she couldn't. But my thing is, if you were that mad, why did you go? You know, if you felt like Kenya wasn't sincere and she just used your name, why were you there? You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. You don't have to go. If you didn't want to be a part of it, you said Kenya never invited you, you never got an invitation, you ain't never known nothing about it, you heard from other people, don't go. Also, you know, of course, he had asked about Cynthia. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I was really surprised about when I heard that Cynthia and Nene had fell out. I was just like, wow, Nene's really crazy. And I knew it was Nene's fault. I was like, that she fell out with Marlo. Now she done fell out with Cynthia. And, you know, she fell out with so many people that it can't be everybody else's fault. You know what I'm saying? She fell out with Kim, Sheree, all kinds of people, you know, throughout the season. It can't be everybody else's fault. It's her fault. Anyway, so Nene, you know, now, as y'all know, now Nene has always said that Cynthia stands her ground. You know, whenever, like, Candy and them always said that, you know, Cynthia was kind of wishy-washy, you know, she'd go this way. But then it's funny that whenever Nene gets mad at you, now she starts agreeing with what everybody else say. Because if y'all remember, now she's saying, oh, yeah, you know, Cynthia, you know, she's blowing, she blows with the wind, you know, the wind blew this way, she's that way, you know, she's over here with Phaedra, over here with Candy. And then so Andy was like, well, you know, she's always had your back. And then Nene told him that Cynthia never really had her back. Now, y'all know that's not true. There's been many times where these girls have talked about Nene and Cynthia would not join in. She would actually take up for Nene. I think Nene is a very horrible friend. I think she's a very horrible individual, and she's a horrible person. You know, to get on TV and say that, you might be upset with Cynthia about something, but then just to tell lies that's not true. Because, it's all on TV, you know what I'm saying? We can go back seasons and just see how Cynthia stood by you, you know, a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Like season 3 or season 4, whenever Sheree had invited just Cynthia to that dinner party, what Cynthia do? She go ran back and tell Nene, you know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was wrong that Nene said, oh, yeah, she don't really have my back, and, you know, she's not really my friend, and, oh, she's not really down with me, and she's not loyal. That's the problem. She was too loyal to you, and you're not even a friend to even be loyal to. You know, y'all can say what y'all want to say, but Nene, she's crazy. You know, and then she's going to talk about Cynthia aligned herself with Kenya. But you know what? I remember season 4 reunion that Marlo had said something like that, you know, her and Nene are friends. You know, she don't care who what I'm friends with just as long as we're loyal to each other. Well, obviously, Marlo, you didn't know that Nene does care who else you're friends with. Because, see, just because Nene admitted it, she personally hates Kenya. So she feels that if she hates Kenya, Cynthia should hate Kenya, Marlo should hate Kenya. And I just think that's horrible. I'm pretty sure there's people that Nene might like that maybe they don't like, but Nene didn't stop being friends with them just because they didn't like them. You know, Nene, she won't admit it, but she'll admit it in a way, but she thinks she's Queen Bee. She thinks she's top-notch, and she feels like these girls should follow her. She's not going to follow them. I just think it's horrible. Those were just some key points that I wanted to point out in her interview, because I thought it was sickening to the ears to listen to that. It was sickening to the eyes to see her just kind of be smug on Andy. And if y'all remember, even Andy was looking at her crazy sometimes, like, who does she think she is? You know, like, Nene acting like she has won many Oscars, like she has just been in movies, you know, like she has this long list of movie credits and TV show credits. I don't know why her head is so big, but, you know, I really do feel that if she don't kind of calm it down a little bit, I think that she's going to start losing people that's going to want to do business with her, because she's losing good friends. She's lost. Cynthia was a good friend. Cynthia was probably one of the best friends, I think even better than Diana. You know, I don't know Cynthia on a personal note, but just seeing her, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You could kind of tell people or who's good and who ain't. You know, even when they try to hide, you can still kind of peek it out. I think Cynthia was a good friend. I think one day Nene's going to realize that, and she's going to realize that she lost a good friend. And if y'all remember, I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway, yeah, so that was it. That's all I had to say. Hopefully y'all enjoy my reviews of the episode 22 and Nene's crazy interview. And, yeah, y'all be sure. Oh, I know I'm going to say. I want to say, and y'all remember whenever Andy had asked her who does she think should leave, and she was like, oh, I think people who don't bring anything to the show, and, you know, they just keep talking about the same thing over and over while everybody's telling their business. Andy thought she was talking about Cynthia. I don't think she was, because Cynthia, she actually tells a lot of her business, you know, like about the fibroids and about Bar One, you know, foreclosure and blah, blah, blah. That's a lot of personal stuff. I don't know about y'all. I kind of think she was talking about Phaedra. Because if y'all notice, Phaedra, like, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, but see, like, Apollo and all his crookedness, see, they don't talk about that. And, you know what I'm saying, Phaedra don't talk about all that crooked stuff that he was doing. You know, she was talking about, you know, kind of the same old thing. You know, her trying to be, you know, the funeral thing and all that kind of stuff. I really think that Nene was referring to Phaedra about, because, you know, Phaedra, she don't talk about her business. But then whenever we find out about it, you know, that's just my suspicion. I don't think she was really talking about Cynthia, because Cynthia does tell her and Peter, they do put their business out there. You know, he lost Bar One and they in foreclosure and their wedding went bad and the parents don't like them and all this kind of crap. But we don't really hear much about Phaedra, and especially Apollo, you know, because another thing, too, I feel like their marriage isn't as good as they try to make it seem, because, you know, like a lot, because if y'all remember this season, Apollo, he didn't want to hold her hand, and he didn't want to dance with her, and he didn't want to do this, you know, he don't really want to do certain things with her, but then he owed her in Kenya face. I'm just saying, if Phaedra be on season 7, we're going to see what goes on. But anyway, forget season 7. I'm ready for this reunion. Okay, y'all ready for the reunion? All right, y'all. I'm your boy, Z-Fly. Please be sure to follow me at on Twitter. I can't even talk. On Twitter, at Real Hot Fresh. Follow me on Facebook.com/RealHotFresh. And please follow me on Instagram, at Zacchaeus. That is Z as in zebra, A C as in cat, Q-I-U-S, as in snake, Zacchaeus. All right, y'all. Oh, and please subscribe my YouTube. Remember, youtube.com/RealHotFresh. All right, I'm your boy, Z-Fly. Y'all have a blessed day, and please be ready for my review of the reunion, 3 parts. Woo! I'm telling y'all, it is going to be some hair pulling. Y'all already know. I'm out. Peace.